KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies. We've had some light rainfall here this morning at the KJN studios, and 63 degrees our current temperature. We look for morning showers, partly cloudy, south-southeast winds at 10 to 15 and a high of 84 here today. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJN. News being brought to you here this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In local news, authorities have arrested a suspect in the slaying of a 19-year-old man at a Des Moines convenience store. Police said in a news release Thursday night that 18-year-old Des Moines resident Daniel LeMay has been charged with first-degree murder for his role in aiding and abetting Tuesday's fatal shooting of Noah Campbell, who lived in Des Moines. Online court records don't list the name of an attorney for LeMay. Police say more arrests are expected. KJAN News Time, 7:07.
At Stiefel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Morenz, at 712-243-5500. Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In other local news, a woman from Pottawatomie County pled guilty Wednesday with regard to a case of identity fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Thursday that Gina K. Malloy of Council Bluffs pled guilty to the unlawful use of an identification document. Malloy will be sentenced on January 24th of next year at 10:30 a.m. at the Council Bluffs Federal Courthouse. According to the plea agreement, in 2014, Malloy applied for a $30,000 loan from Windset Capital Corporation. The loan application was made in the name of Habitat for Humanity of Council Bluffs, where Malloy was the executive director. The promissory note required a second signature from a Habitat for Humanity member. Malloy signed the name of an unknowing victim, used the victim's name, social security number, and attached the victim's driver's license copy to the promissory note. The application was then sent to Windset Capital Corporation via an electronic transfer service. Malloy also admitted she applied for a U.S. Bank Business Visa credit card for Habitat for Humanity on or about January 13th of 2015. The application was sent to the U.S. Bank by Malloy and contained the same victim's personal data. Malloy has agreed to pay at least $13,490 to Habitat for Humanity of Council Bluffs and $12,100 to U.S. Bank in restitution. The Federal Bureau of Investigation conducted the investigation. The case is being prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A reminder from Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman that city elections in Cass County will take place on November 7th. In Cass County, all nomination petitions for a city office must now be filed with the county auditor and not with the city clerk. The first day to file papers is August 28th. The last day to file papers is September 21st. The process for filing nomination petitions includes obtaining an original nomination petition and candidate's guide from the auditor or the city clerk or online. You also must obtain the nomination signatures of the required number of eligible electors of the city or ward. And a person may sign nomination papers or petitions for more than one candidate for the same office and attach a notarized affidavit acknowledging the candidate's eligibility, file the petition with the county auditor during working hours, and each candidate who successfully files a completed nomination petition is assured a place on the ballot. And signature requirements for cities without primary or runoff provisions includes the minimum number of signatures needed is dependent on size of the city. For cities with a population of 3,500 or greater, at least 25 signatures. For cities with a population between 3,499, at least 10 signatures. And for cities with a population of 99 or less, at least 5 signatures. A veterinarian from southeast Iowa has been sworn in to serve as a state representative. Phil Miller, a Democrat from Fairfield, took the oath of office Thursday afternoon at the state capitol. Miller won a special election on August 8th to replace Democratic Representative Kurt Hansen, who died in June. The District 82 seat includes parts of Davis, Jefferson, and Van Buren counties. The election results mean Republicans still control the chamber 59-41. They also control the state Senate and the governor's office. The Atlantic Police Department and Cass County Sheriff's Office report the arrest of four people after the execution of two search warrants on Wednesday. The first search warrant was executed at 1017 East 6th Street in Atlantic in search of stolen property. During the search warrant, officers located evidence of the use and distribution of controlled substances. A second search warrant was then obtained and executed, and as a result of the investigation, four individuals were arrested. 24-year-old Curtis McCoy of Atlantic, 28-year-old Joshua Dyer of Atlantic, 24-year-old Jacob Sweeney of Atlantic, and 49-year-old Jody Sweeney of Atlantic. All of them were charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and gathering where controlled substances are used. Also, McCoy was arrested for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute and theft in the fourth degree, possession of stolen property, along with possession of marijuana, second offense. Joshua Dyer was arrested as well for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute. Jacob Sweeney was just on those two charges, gathering and possession of drug paraphernalia. And Jody Sweeney was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, second offense, along with the gathering and possession of paraphernalia charges. In addition to those arrests, one juvenile was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia and released to their parents. Methamphetamine, marijuana, stolen property, and a loaded handgun were all seized from that residence during the search. And the Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest Wednesday of 21-year-old Blake Zweck of Madison, Wisconsin for OWI first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and assault with injury on a police officer. No further details are known at this time. And Atlantic Police report the arrest of an Atlantic man Tuesday after a verbal altercation that led to the discharge of a firearm in the 800 block of Poplar Street. Atlantic Police executed a search warrant at 1117 East 4th Street for the weapon that was used, but the weapon was later located at another residence. As a result of the investigation, officers arrested 28-year-old Matthew Stevens of Atlantic on the charges of felon in possession of a firearm, assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, theft fourth degree, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Atlantic Police were assisted by the Cass, Montgomery, and Shelby County Sheriff's Offices. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll check funeral announcements next. News time, 7:13.
At Stifel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Morenz, at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In your funeral announcements, Charlotte Perkins, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Charlotte Perkins will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Frederick Henry Clausen, age 92, of Perry, formerly of Dexter, died Sunday at Perry Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Frederick Henry Clausen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has the arrangements. Patricia Lou Rock, age 84, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Patricia Lou Rock will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Shirley Ann Russell, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Shirley Ann Russell will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Robert D. Hansen, age 86, of Manning, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert D. Hansen will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the OD Funeral Home in Manning. Louetta Madeline Smith, age 92, of Elkhorn, died August 15th at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Louetta Madeline Smith will be held on August 26th at Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Arnold K. Peterson, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Arnold K. Peterson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Elaine M. L. Christensen, age 96, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Elaine M. L. Christensen will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Jeffrey Craig Peace, age 60, of Stewart, died Tuesday at his home. A funeral celebration for Jeffrey Craig Peace will be held Sunday at 2 p.m. at West Central Valley High School in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has arrangements. Bernice Peters, age 98, of Walnut, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Bernice Peters will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Holly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Richard Ferry, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Richard Ferry will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Helen J. June Berger, age 84, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for June Berger will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Ross Lee Terwilliger, age 75, of Stewart, died Monday at a home in Stewart. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart, and no services are planned for Ross Lee Terwilliger at this time. Gordon Nielsen, age 66, of rural Harlan, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab in Atlantic. Services for Gordon Nielsen are pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.